This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. First trip out to the Fan Hotline today, and that is where we find Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette. He covers the Pirates and, for now, the Penguins, until that is solved up over at the PG in just a little bit. But, Jason, before we get into both of those teams, I have to ask the question that I was asking the listeners earlier in the show, the obligatory question to start another year: which team out of the three major pro teams in town is the closest to winning a championship?
Oh, man.
One of the hardest questions you could possibly answer.
I know. I was hoping you wouldn't come to me with this one. I hope we could talk about something else. Winning a playoff series, I might take the Pirates. And I believe in what they're doing. And I heard you talk about it with the starting rotation. If you can add some offense, I completely agree with that. Winning a championship, I don't see how it happens with the Penguins. I think they could win a playoff series. But again, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, they're up there. I guess, yeah, I'd probably go the Steelers, but I don't feel great about it. Maybe the Pirates will surprise everybody and go on a magical run, and they'll be the ones that win it. They do have the pitching staff to do it. I'm sort of just saying that. I don't think it's going to be the Penguins. Tough question to answer, man.
I know. I mean, it sucks. It sucks that we don't know how to answer it. I mean, what, a decade ago, it was reasonable for us to say any of the three, but that's because the Steelers were regulars winning playoff games. They were getting to the AFC Championship. The Penguins had won back-to-back Stanley Cup titles. The Pirates were coming off three of their best years, really the three only great years since 2000. And yeah, a decade later, it feels like we just are grasping for straws with all three of them. But it does feel that way to me, Jason, that the Pirates, if they were to get there, they could go toe-to-toe with a team because they do have the pitching. And you always need that in baseball. It's just a matter of them putting it together. Because for as good as the offseason has started for them, who knows? They could come out, they could have some injuries, they could win 75 games again, and we could all be disappointed.
Yep. And they also face the toughest hill, or the steepest hill, maybe I should say, with the way Major League Baseball is. Right? I mean, it's just, you have capped sports. In the other ones, they make a lot more sense. Like, the Pirates are still competing against the Dodgers. We can think that they have the greatest offseason ever, you know, and I think they're having a very good one, but they're still competing with payrolls that are 3-4, maybe even 5 times their size. Like, it's ridiculous. But the interesting thing to me, Donnie, if you think about the three teams and who has the most pieces in place, I'd argue that the Pirates do. That, like, if the Steelers would win a championship, we probably don't know who that quarterback is. Maybe DK Metcalf is a wide receiver. Like there's some stuff that needs to happen between and that then and now. Like there's a lot that needs to happen on the Penguins front if they were going to win a championship. I don't think it's going to be with Sid. I think it's probably going to be with the new young core. I think we know the most about the Pirates. I just think the hill is the steepest.
And staying with the Buccos, Jason, what has been your favorite move that they've made this offseason so far?
I guess the Tampa Bay Rays trade. It's kind of a cop out, right? Like, you know, I'm going 3-for-1. But I think Brandon Lau is a perfect fit in the ballpark. We talked to Jake Mangum yesterday, and I knew a little bit about him. I learned a lot more about him yesterday. Just the type of game he plays, hustle, all out, relentless, the positive energy. I think it's really something that the Pirates have needed. Honestly, Donnie, what I'm looking for, and I'll preface it by saying I don't think it's going to be Okamoto, but I think this the next and final move or you know, like they still have at least one big bat to get or one bat to get. And whether it's trade, free agency, I think this move is going to be the one. You know, I'm not saying like it's going to be huge. I'm just saying if they make the right move, people are going to look at their offseason in totality and say like, you know what? Yeah, they're serious. I like it. I'm on board. So if it's the right one.
So you don't think that will be Okamoto?
No, I don't. Do you think? They're not out. Like they're still, you know, keeping tabs, interested and involved. I just think the odds are, it's unlikely.
Do you think it could be Eugenio Suarez?
Could be. I'm not crossing him off. What I've heard, I'd say probably trade is the greater possibility. And again, they're not out on Okamoto or Suarez. Very actively involved, interested, all that stuff. But yeah, I think a trade possibility is probably, if I was a betting man, I'd go with that option.
How are they going to, kind of work this lineup? Because one of the nice things about they acquire some dudes who can hit the ball well, and I think could even, you know, benefit more by playing at PNC Park, Lau, O'Hearn. But what will that lineup roughly look like? Like, you know, does Spencer Horwitz take a different role, or does he stay at first base and O'Hearn is maybe the DH? You know, how are those things going to be worked out, do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces with that stuff. I'll say I think Horwitz is going to play get the majority of his at-bats at first base. They like him there. He's their best defensive first baseman. I think O'Hearn's probably going to be a bounce-around guy. You're going to see him in the outfield some, DH some. He hits left-handed pitching well, so, I mean, that's a way to sort of load up there. Horwitz does not, not like you'd take him out of the lineup if he's playing well. So it just gives you some flexibility. It's probably a long-winded way of saying I don't think there's a definite answer, Donnie, on like how you work that, but they actually have options, you know. And then I think there are other questions to ask, like, does Andrew McCutchen fit into this? Where does his bat fit? What happens with Joey Bart? They're two sort of redundant players. They hit left-handers well. They're righties that you're probably going to bring off the bench. So I don't know what happens with those guys, but there's a lot of fungibility with this lineup, and it's not like grasping at straws. You know, we're not talking about like playing Ildemaro Vargas. Like they're actual players.
The Exxon Valdez from last season. I can't even remember right. Emmanuel Valdez? Was that the guy's name?
Emmanuel Valdez.
Emmanuel,
yes.
Valdez. Yeah, I mean, he actually had a nice little start. Then he got hurt, and then that was all she wrote. Here's what I will say about Andrew McCutchen, because I did want to take the conversation there. The nice thing is that if they do bring Kutch back, we don't have to be treated as if that's like one of their big offseason moves.
Right.
Like, hey, guys, we threw you another bone. Here's Andrew McCutchen, another reunion with the Pirates. Like, now he could actually just be a dude that comes off the bench or starts against lefties. Like, it doesn't feel like he has to be a key part of any offense.
That's what it should be. I mean, that's the outcome I'm rooting for, Donnie. That you bring Kutch back. He's a good 7-hitter. You end this the right way. You honor him. I hope Kutch, like, I know he doesn't want to do this. I hope he does. And, you know, I hope he, like, has this realization. Like, say this is it, man. Just say, like, yeah, it's probably going to be it. You don't have to make, like, an official tour, but, you know, I think if you accept a lesser role, if you say this is it, you go out the right way, everybody claps. And I think the Pirates would be willing to do that. I think, you know, I think Kutch would probably, if he would make that admission, I think he'd be willing to do it. But I think there's also a part of Kutch's brain that says, I still want to play. I still can play. I'm not going to accept a lesser role. So I don't know which one of those wins out on Andrew, but I you know, I'm rooting for the one that keeps him here. I think that would be the best thing.
Is Jake Mangum going to be somebody that starts and either, you know, bats maybe first or ninth in the lineup? I mean, he's a dude that can get on base and he can steal bases.
Yeah, I think he's going to play a lot, Donnie. I think it depends on where this next ad is. Again, I think there's another bat to be had. If that bat is an outfielder, it's probably going to cut into Mangum's time. If that bat is a third baseman, then I think you're going to see Mangum play a little bit more. But he's going to have the opportunity to play a ton, man. They like the way this kid plays. Ben Cherington called him a pest. Thought it was a good use of term. He's trying to hit for a little bit more power this year, but was nearly a 300 hitter playing 120 games for a team in the AL East. Like, I want to hear him out and see what he has.
Does it mean we see very, very little to none of Jack Sawinski?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
I would be. I don't see how he fits on the roster, Donnie. Like, I mean, we haven't talked about the password. You know, he's their, third, fourth
option. He does get forgotten about, yeah, Jostinson Garcia.
Good job. Good job. I can't pronounce that if my nose isn't in the baseball stuff. I wasn't even going to go there. No, man, but I just can't see. I don't see a path for Sawinski on this team.
Does Garcia make a pretty early appearance on the big league club? Like, what do you think his track is going to look like in 2026?
Honestly, I think he starts in AAA, Donnie, unless there are injuries. And I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, he's only played 6 games up here. But I think right now you want to give Reynolds a chance to get right. You want to give Cruz a chance to get right. You might have another ad in the outfield. Mangum, I think, you know, he's ahead of Jostinson Garcia on the depth chart. And I don't think it does Garcia any good to sit. So that's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, I hope nobody gets hurt, but I think that's probably your best option to just have him playing every day and then see what happens. If he's producing and forces his way on here, then you figure it out. It's a good problem to have.
Does Nick Gonzalez start at shortstop now? And when is he supplanted by Connor Griffin?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's going to be determined by Griffin. I will say this, that, you know, like the passing thing, that was not eyewash or whatever, that they're going to give him an opportunity. Like that's been my understanding all along. I mean, I fully expect there to be some level of conversation. I'm not saying it's going to like take gigantic traction, about, you know, extension, long-term stuff. Like, it makes all the sense in the world to at least open the door. Is he on the roster? I think if he shows that he's ready, I think he will be. I don't think they have any interest in stopping him, but it depends on how he performs in spring. He hasn't been up in AAA. So, you know, Gonzalez is an option. Triolo's an option. Connor Griffin's their shortstop of the future. I just don't know if it's going to be opening day 26.
I feel like Triolo will always have a spot just because of what he can provide defensively. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I think you're right, Donnie. I think his, and I agree with that. I'm good with him being on the roster, man. If he's my 26th man and I can bounce him around and plug him in, great personality, great defense. Like, it, all of a sudden, nobody's questioning Jared Triolo's roster spot when you've got a bunch of guys that can actually hit. So, yeah, I'm fine with him being one of my bench guys.
Talking to Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette, covers the Buccos, also for the time being, covers the Pittsburgh Penguins. We'll get to a couple of questions here about the Pens before we let Jason go. One of the nice things about this season so far to me, Jason, wins and losses aside, we are finally getting to see some youth on this roster. Some guys that are, you know, 22 and under play a good bit. I feel like Mike Sullivan in his last couple of years was afraid to do that. But, I mean, Ben Kindle, a good example, 18-year-old kid, and he's kind of leading the charge of the youth movement for the Penguins here going into 2026.
Yeah, I agree with that, Donnie. And that's been one of my takeaways being over there too. Like, you can see the plan, man. I mean, you can see what they're doing. Mirashov's not up here with the big club, but he's going to be at some point. You know, he's a good young goaltender. Artur Shelov, I'll give him credit. He's played a heck of a lot better. Harrison Brunick, you can watch him in World Juniors right now. Like, these are important pieces that are coming together. Rutger McGroarty being up there, he's been fun to watch. Billy Koivunen at various times. The new guy they just got, I might mess up his name, but Igor Chinnikov from the Columbus Blue Jackets. Like, he's going to be playing on the third line tonight. Eager to see what he has. You're seeing these pieces. It's not all the way there. This team is, flawed in some ways, but I think they're a lot better than we expected in other ways. It's a very good special teams team. But as far as young talent and the plan crystallizing, you're seeing Kyle Dubas kind of spend some of those draft picks in a smart way. I've liked it. I like the path they're on.
With some of the last few moves, trades that Kyle Dubas has made, how do you feel about those at large? We have some early returns on the Jari move, Chinnikov, and then the trade that was made yesterday as well with Philip Tomasino. We really don't have the early returns yet there, but at least on paper, what were your initial thoughts?
So I was totally on board with trading Tristan Jari, Donnie. I caught some flack from fans, and I'm still on board with it. Like, I think it was the right move. I am not questioning it. I'm good with the return. Kulak has been better the past two games, I want to say, maybe the past three. I'm trying to think when he had one good one. No, the past two, Chicago and Carolina. Sorry, I just caught myself. But Stuart Skinner was very good his last time out. I'm not looking at those guys as like the big time return, though. Like, you can flip them. That was the strategy here. Like, let those guys play, have them get right, trade them at the deadline, and then get something additional. They also got a 2029 second round pick. I'm good with it. But I think Jari was a ticking time bomb. I worried whether he could stay healthy. That was proven right in Edmonton. Who knows what happens with this strong start to the season, whether he was able to sustain that. You got to make the move while you can. They got out from under every dollar of that contract, which I think really helps the Penguins going forward. So, yeah, I mean, the other guys like the Chinnikov, the Tomasino trade, the other guy named Igor.
Yeah, they just keep getting guys named Igor.
I know, man, the defenseman from the Flyers. So, I mean, they're high upside guys who haven't been able to figure it out with their teams. Tomasino is one of those. It didn't click here. So that's the way Dubas has to do this. I don't have any problem with him.
Jason Mackey, check him out at the Post-Gazette, covers the Buccos, also covering the Penguins, at least for, a couple of more
One last
weeks,
weekend,
Jason.
Donnie.
One
last weekend. Yep. Back Monday, we're going to be full speed ahead with baseball, so I'm looking forward to it.
There we go. Jason, thanks for taking the time. I hope you had a great New Year's Eve and hope you have a great 2026.
Same to you, Donnie. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And Dom. Sorry, Dom. Happy New Year, guys.
Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.